Hey, it's pre-show time here. This is the 11th. It's after midnight here on the 11th of June, 2025, as we prepare for our launch into the great unknown of Florida. That's next week. I have to tell you, when I came to California in 19, when I returned to California, because so, you know, my career started in 73, and I was out as a disc jockey in the Southeast in Orlando and New Orleans, Utica, New York, believe it or not, and eventually Miami, Fort Lauderdale, WSHE.
And I was working for a rock station.
Working for a rock station down there that's very, very well known to everybody in South Florida, and probably old-timers who remember Album Rock Radio back in the 70s. WSHE is a pretty prominent set of call letters. And my late great friend Liz Wild worked there. A lot of good people worked there. But anyway, that's when I got back to L.A. the first time. That was in 78, 79, and I was still doing rock and roll radio. When I really got my shit together and started doing talk radio, I went to Miami a second time in 94. And I have to say that each time I was in Florida, it was a great experience in professionally. And personally, I met great people. I had a very, very good friend down there among a lot of friends that I made. Rob Thyssen's down there, my California buddy, and he moved down with his family in the early 70s. His dad owned a construction company, and I think I've told the story about a million times, but they were from California. They went down there, and Rob told us all to come. Now he had jobs, and he wound up in the construction game as well. So I can't really honestly tell you anything bad about Florida other than A, the weather is really shitty. I don't give a fuck how many snowbirds go down there, man. The weather in California beats the shit out of Florida. You don't know what the fuck is going on in Florida, man. It's going to piss down rain, lightning storms. It's sunny. It's not. It, piece of shit. But hey, you know what? It's worth it. Because when it is sunny, it's pretty nice. And the other thing about Florida is in terms of living there, there's only one place to live at the ocean. Don't live anywhere other than the ocean. Living in the interior of Florida, I'm sorry, man. It's a flat, unremarkable place. But it's attracted a great many people. One of the reasons being, there was a massive push on to sell land in Florida back in the 20s. And in the 20s, it was, that was the place to be, man. I just got a message from my friend Christine Blackburn. I want to see what, because a lot of people were saying, goodbye to me on Instagram. I'm not going away. I mean, I'm going to still be on doing my podcast and stuff. But anyway, long story short, I don't believe Florida is really physically, as beautiful a state, excuse me for yawning, as beautiful a state as California. Having said all of that shit, what makes a place are the people. And so when I remember places, I remember the people I met, and I remember those places fondly. In Minneapolis, St. Paul, which is nothing to write home about either, especially the goddamn how cold it gets. But hey, guess what? I made a lot of good friends there, and I had such a great audience there. People in Minneapolis, man, they love their comedy. And Atlanta, same thing with Atlanta. People say it's very socially conservative, politically liberal, but socially conservative. A lot of church-going folk, But by God, I made some great friends there. I've just been very lucky, man. Fortunate in where I've been. So I traveled to Florida again this time because Jackie and I hooked up, and we realized that the only way for us to be together really was for me to move there, because she has a couple of concerns, family as well as other things that are important to her. So I said, you know what, it's all good, man, I'll move. I don't want to be the guy, though, that I've always been in my life, which is the guy that accommodates and the guy that buys all the dinners and the guy that makes sure that, I want to make sure that I'm not just doing this to be a good guy, but I'm doing it because I really love her and I want to be with her. I do really love her, but I, you know, we all have our various reasons for doing things, and whether we love somebody or not. But I feel confident, you know, that going to Florida, as opposed to staying here and, you know, hey, I know what I'll do. I'll start a new relationship. I don't know, man, you know. I don't know if that's the way to go for me right now. Anyway, Jay Sanos is on today, and he's going to be talking about what everybody's talking about, whether somebody's a Mexican or not, or an American. So he'll be on with General Shaw and Bradney Rittenour and a few other people that he'll be interviewing on the show today. So peace. So peace and love, and wish me luck.